Ramsey TV.
Israel recognizes his death. Yes, of course, but not the manner of his death. They do not delve into the intricacies and the wonders of the manner of his death. Of course he died. It's an historical fact. This thing was not done in a corner. But they have no idea why the extreme Roman method of death. They had no idea that what was happening on that cross was the elimination of the old humanity. The question is, this is a good question, does Israel come into that knowledge during the kingdom? At that time, the knowledge will cover the earth. Knowledge of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The answer is no, they still won't come into it. In fact, I'll be so bold as to say that they're not even coming into the truths of justification. Why do I say that? What, you can't believe I'm saying that? Why? Well, I know, but it comes back to the whole thing of what I thought the thousand years was. When I was a kid, I thought this kingdom on earth was heaven. I find out people are dying. I find out that there is a place of capital punishment, ruling with a rod of iron. Doesn't sound like heaven to me. So along with that, Israel is still operating in accord with law. They will. I have friends even who have a problem with that. Sorry you have a problem with it. It's the fact. The law shall go forth from Zion. The law shall go forth. Jesus Christ is going to change the hearts of Israel to what? From heart of stone to heart of flesh. For what reason? It's called the new covenant. They'll now be able to perform righteously for God. And since we're still operating in the realm of law, we're still operating in the realm of forgiveness, of pardon, forgiveness, not justification. It just so happens that Israel is now doing the law. So they're just according to law. There's nothing wrong with the law. And now they're doing law. So they're still not justified because justification comes only apart from law. So the law is still in view during the thousand-year kingdom. It's just being executed perfectly. That's the difference. Remember this. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, God was struggling to present the law to Israel, to get them to learn about him through the law. And it's always a struggle. They never quite got it. Wrestle match. But during the thousand years, Israel finally has it. Israel's got the law down pat. They understand now what all the sacrifices were for. They understand the meaning behind the altar of incense, the showbread, the laver, the altar, the cherubim. They got it all down. We understand it. Yes, they have a master's degree in types. However, because there's no types anymore, the reality is there. But now, in the thousand years, the nations will find themselves in the place of Israel. So there's a new people that now have to learn about God through the tabernacle system, and that is the nations. So now Israel is the teacher. See, before God was the teacher, Israel the student. The student finally learns it, and now the student becomes the teacher, and the nations become the students. And they have to learn now about the law through the mediation of Israel. And through that's why the tabernacle system comes back into play. Don't worry about it. Don't panic. It's only for a thousand years. It's not dealing, the sacrifices then are not dealing with sin anymore, I don't think, but it's more like a memorial. It's more like a teaching tool because sin has been dealt with. So it's very tricky there, I will admit, as to why sacrifices still occur in Israel. But all this to say, I don't want to get into that in detail. Now, I'm not 100% sure about it, but I have a feeling it's more of a memorial, more of a lesson, a teaching lesson than... Well, if you get right down to it, yeah, true. That's actually what it was to Israel. Jesus Christ overlooked their sins. God overlooked their sins until the coming of Jesus Christ. So the law never really did away with sin. It just kind of hid them from view. So, yes, to say the law deals with sin, it shows the recognition of sin. That's what the law does. We come to recognize the sin because of the law. But does it deal with sin? No, it never did. It just kept putting it off, kicking the can down the road, deferring it to the actual coming of Jesus Christ. Right. So it's amazing that Israel still doesn't understand the cross, even during the millennium. That was my whole point there. Now back to my book. I'm on point 29, which means I have three more points. I might not finish it today, but that's okay. Who says that it has to be clean? Who says that I have to start on Monday with my standalone shows that you are going to send out far and wide? Remember, you are going to take these standalone shows with incendiary titles, and you're going to send them far and wide. You're going to go on social media, because I don't and I can't and I won't and I hate it. I'm not going on social media. I'm do all I can do to produce the content. You're going to take it from there, and I'm going to make it easy for you. It's going to be great. That starts next week. Maybe not Monday. Depends on what I clean up here. Gospel of the Uncircumcision. Wait a minute. Let me get my bearings. That was 28. Number 29. Gospel of the Circumcision. This is Peter's gospel. They will fill the earth with the knowledge of God's glory. I just mentioned that verse, didn't I? Or was that yesterday? Habakkuk 2:14. Some people say Habakkuk. I'm sorry about those people. I apologize for their mispronunciation. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of Yahweh's glory as the waters are covering the sea. Israel's call is wonderful. It's great. Israel has been pining for a long time to be the agents by whom God will reconcile the earth. And I, for one, am happy when this will finally happen. Because, as you know, I have a heart for Israel. I probably talk more about, as a Paul guy, I probably talk more about the circumcision gospel. I talk more about the remnant of Romans 9 than anybody else, because God has given me this same heart that Paul had for his natural-born people, the descendants of Abraham. And God's going to use them to reconcile the earth. I'll be happy to see it, and I'll be happy for the inhabitants of the earth. Imagine, what a contrast to today. They're going to fill the earth with the knowledge of God's glory, like the waters cover the sea. The waters cover the sea. That is a crazy figure of speech. Of course, the waters cover the sea. The sea is the water. Without water, there is no sea. This just is a picturesque way of saying how saturated the earth will be with the knowledge of God. And contrast that with today. Oh my God, gross darkness covers the peoples. I should find that reference for you. Gross darkness covers the people. Contrast that with the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of Yahweh's glory as the waters are covering the sea. We're all going to be happy to see that from our celestial perch. Speaking of our celestial perch, Gospel of the Uncircumcision, Paul's gospel, contrasts it, will dispense God's wisdom among the celestials. We're going to do for the celestial world what Israel does for the earth. Got a verse for you, of course. It is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. That now may be made known to the sovereignties and the authorities among the celestials through the ecclesia, that is the body of Christ, the multifarious wisdom of God in accord with the purpose of the eons, which he makes in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through his faith. I could do a 50-show sidetrack on this passage. So much here. But let's stick with the topic at hand, the celestial world, the field of our reign, the field of our influence. And the celestial world, even now, is learning something about God through the ecclesia. They are watching. This is the Truman Show. We are being watched. They're watching you right now. Don't get worried about that. Don't think you have to clean up your act, because the very fact that your act is not cleaned up is what they're watching. They're amazing. They're amazed that God is showing grace to you. And they're learning about what grace is. And the only way they can do that is, the only way grace can be manifest is to be exercised against a field of unworthiness. Grace, to be grace, must be shown against a field of sin, of failure, of complaint, of murmuring. Not recommending any of these things, but I know that many of us succumb to these things because we are still blood and flesh. We're still mortals. Haven't been made immortal yet, to my perception. Still have to use deodorant to take away the stench of death. That's why deodorant and perfume were invented, by the way. Yeah, to cover the stench of death. And then they charge you $80 for cologne. They never advertise it as Chanel to hide the stench of death. No, no, no. It's for sex appeal. Well, I guess you are far sexier without the stench of death upon you than with the stench of death. But as soon as the defense breaks down, as soon as the cologne or perfume wears off, as soon as the deodorant melts into nothingness, then the stench of death returns. It's insidious. Unstoppable. Except by Christ. And we are looking for it to be made immortal. But as far as grace goes, yeah, we'll be dispensing God's grace among the celestials, but they're even now learning about it. And we are going to reconcile them to God. God is now conciliated to the entire universe, earth as well as heaven, but it is our job to do, again, in the heavens what Israel is going to do on earth. The earth will be covered with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea from Habakkuk, not Habakkuk. Habakkuk, and we will dispense the wisdom and the knowledge of God among the celestials. It will be saturated. The celestial world will be saturated. You can't use as the waters cover the sea because there's no waters, there's no sea among the celestials. I would say, as the stars are sprayed in the heavens, so shall the knowledge of the glory of God saturate the celestial world through our agency. We are actually going to be the vehicles, the vessels, the spokespeople, the mouthpiece of God, even as we are today. We're getting practice for it. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, God is entreating humanity through us, so we're getting practice. Sometimes it's only in the manner which he blesses us. I mean, it's great if we can make educated, scripturally informed pronouncements concerning what God has done with humanity, but sometimes I'll tell you how good it gets. Maybe it doesn't get any better than this. Sometimes, is that they see God exercising grace on unworthies. And you know you're always good at that, right? You're always good at that. Don't shoot yourself down too much. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God's goal through the cross of Christ is to reconcile both the heavens and the earth. Colossians 1:20. Yeah, I make a direct line between Genesis 1:1 and Colossians 1:20. Just skip the rest of the Bible. Just go from Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, put an ellipsis there and go straight to Colossians 1:20, that it is God's goal to reconcile the heavens and the earth to God through the cross of Christ. And there you have God's plan of the eons, as we just read from Paul in Ephesians chapter 3, in a nutshell. Israel is God's means for reconciling the earth. The body of Christ is means for reconciling the heavens. How simple is that? Clean, neat, easy to understand? The two bins? The heaven bin, the earth bin, the body of Christ bin, the bride of the lambkin bin, the Paul bin, the Peter bin, the grace bin, the law bin, the no work spin versus the work spin. It's so simple, so easy, so pure, so clean, so encouraging, so wonderful in the end to know that we are the beneficiaries of God's grace. Kind of embarrassing sometimes to realize that that comes because of our unworthiness, because of us being unwise, weak, ignoble, and stupid. And yet, even so, God has given us above and beyond, even now, that which we expect, that which we look for, by giving us the pronouncement of the evangel, which is the power of the cross. When you share the evangel with people, extol the cross of Christ. Show them Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Know nothing among them except Christ and Him crucified. Because the crucifixion is the undoing of any human effort necessary for salvation, of any human effort that could even be possible as a contributory factor in salvation. The cross of Christ undoes the human race and leaves you speechless, agape, profoundly changed at the contemplation of Calvary.